being.
Downtown Prescott, Arizona.
And we so appreciate the support of everyone calling in. And we'll get this started right off. Hank's going to read the disclosure that we need to read and make sure we keep this all in the right direction.
Our product has not been evaluated or approved to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. We are prohibited from speaking directly about specific disease conditions. Due to our client's extremely high volume of inquiries, our doctors can't respond to individual health inquiries. We recommend that you refer your health care provider to discuss your specific health concerns and the role of our products in your health. Okay.
Thanks, Hank. We are Kathleen and Hank Means, and we are blessed to lead this call. And today, I'm just really excited. So if I sound very excited, because I am. We're very grateful and thankful for these products and the people that are on this call this morning. And our story is a story of hope. Our testimony is you just never give up. You keep searching because we all have a purpose in our lives while we're on this planet. And Hank and I have always known that we should not be here today speaking to you according to the providers we were around, but they were just doing the best they could. But thank God, He spoke to us. Holy Spirit spoke to us and said, you're not done yet. There is a purpose still. So, and every day we look for that, and it varies every day. So again, we're glad to be here. We're very hopeful, and sometimes it's not easy, but it's, you know, we just keep our head up and just keep falling forward and pick ourselves up again. So there's the don't quit. Today, unfortunately, we do not have Dr. Sandelson with us. He is under the weather. He's recovering. And so hopefully he'll be with us next week. And we did send out through email to the leaders our recording of yesterday's cellular health with Dr. Sandelson. So he revealed some things. And he's a very determined man, even more so yesterday and this morning. He has a dream to fulfill. And I know he would want Hank and I to share. We all have dreams, and we cannot quit on them. We have to fight for them because all of us together can make a huge difference. And we all have individual dreams, but we are working together as a team of people who care. So when we spoke with Chip Littlejohn a little bit earlier, we would like to draw out people in conversation. So this is going to be not a free-for-all, but it's going to be an organized free-for-all, sort of, I guess. So those of you that have not shared a testimony, any thoughts, you're very valuable, and we would like you to speak up today. And we would...
What are you doing to improve your health and your life?
Yeah, and how do you feel about these products and stuff like that? And Chip will help answer questions, and we have Dave Johnson. So we're just going to open it up. You would star 6, make your comment or you share your story, your testimony, any thoughts, and even if from Wellness Wednesday last night, all about the brain, anything that you would like to share. So star 6 and say who you are, and then remember at the end of your comments to star 6 again to mute. Okay? So star 6, anyone?
Don't be afraid.
Hello, this is Jeanette Loudon from Fresno. I've been taking a class on marketing and how I could grow my market through emails, etc. I know Dave has given some really good suggestions for opening up, especially like with your friends, what you could say to them. I have learned that we can, when we meet people out there that we don't know, and someone might say to you, what do? You turn around and you say, I help people take charge of their health and their health issues. And that's all. You develop an avatar and a line that you would possibly intrigue people with. So that has been a good suggestion. I used it last night, and it was very helpful. And I thought maybe that might be helpful to others. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sunette. That is powerful.
Mm-hmm. Nice and simple. We like that.
Anyone else want to piggyback on that or any other thoughts?
I have another line of questioning. This is Brenda from Ashton. I was wondering, can you mix the detox with the immune in the same water, or should you do it separately?
Take that, Chip.
Me personally, do it separately, but Chip or Dave.
Yeah. Sure. You can sure use it pretty much any way you'd like. You know, any way you get it in. Almost everyone eventually starts using the zeolite by just, you know, picking up a dropper and squirting in our mouths. But any way you do it is just fine. I'm always a little bit fearful of having additional unnecessary, you know, directions that make it more complicated. Pretty much all of these products, and you can have your own way of taking them and mix them up and match them and have fun with that. But you don't have to fear that you're going to disable the product in some way, you know, if you don't do it just perfectly. So it's fine to do it like you said. Any way you'd like to use it, just get it in there and it'll go to work for you.
I was worried that the shield would eat up the immune, you know, how it, the little box things eat up the...
It won't. It has a strong preference for things that are poison, and it is not interested in things that are biologically active and helpful. That's the miracle of the shield product.
Thanks so much.
I kind of think of it as just all of our products are essentially food or nourishment, and if you have your plate and you got your some kind of food on one part of the plate and another something somewhere else, eventually it all gets down there anyway. And another thing, you don't count how many peas you put on your plate. And so if you get a little extra zeolite, I think the big thing is consistency. You know, whether it's building a business or taking the products or anything that you want to change, what you do is you do it day after day after day. But I'm along with Chip. We've talked about this a lot. This is just real precious stuff, and you want to optimize it. And the main thing is get it in your body. But I think just the zeolite, just all by itself, put it in your mouth, and don't be in a hurry swallowing it. Just let it linger. And the longer it's there, I think the more it'll bypass digestion and just go directly into the blood through the mouth. And so I like that. Another thought that's really stick in my mind is that food affects you, and someone said it's an epigenetic modulator. I think that's just kind of a fun little phrase that Chip would probably enjoy. So an epigenetic modulator. We're not destined by our genes. There's an epi, which means above. Epigenetics is kind of the new stuff that they're talking about, that you can actually change, suppress the expression of bad stuff, bringing up the good stuff, and actually change your genetic fortune. So this is fun stuff.
Thanks, Dave. In the silver, the Pure 47 is the same way. Lit up me in your mouth when you spray it or squirt it in. Any other questions?
I'd let that stay in your mouth, too, the silver, yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Good morning. This is Sharon.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. I called in last week to offer my experience and with my pressure issues, and I just have always tried to take care of my own health, and I have a history of. And in my genetics, there's some severe depression, and now I'm learning that if that starts in your gut, and I've been stubborn, you're pretty stubborn. And so when I was prescribed a lot of the meds for my brain, I knew I didn't function well, so I didn't use them. Unlike some of my other family members who have followed the protocol. And I have just had this experience with my heart and wondered if my blood flow, if it wasn't that kept my brain from working so well. But because of the heart issue, I don't know. I'm kind of scattered. I go all over the place here, and you have to excuse me. But what I wanted to reveal was that in my own family, with the issues that we have, that we've had genetically, I have avoided a lot of the prescriptions except for the blood, for the pressure issues. And my experience with that just recently, and I'm not sure what triggers mine to go up, but I know that I know that when I tried to really clean up my gut, and I went overboard because not only was I cleaning my gut, but I was exercising on top of it. And it threw things off. But to see that drinking the water and taking the right nutrients, and I really was feeling my brain get better. And it excited me so much because I was thinking better that I wanted to continue. And then that's when I tipped over. And I guess I am just so thankful for the new advances that we have in science that are coming up because, you know, it's the truth.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And,
it is amazing.
And that, it is amazing, and that truth will set us free, you know, is what
yeah.
I want.
Well, you know, I've got to say, I noticed yesterday on the Zoom that everybody that had their picture up, you're all looking better. All of us. And you too. You look a lot better than you did a couple months ago. I got to say that we all are looking better because of these products. They are giving us overall health.
And the hydration is, Hank, would you share a couple of things? Because Hank has had the serious brain issues, and she mentioned water and how she was thinking. And
right, and, yeah. And we do follow Dr. Gary's 5 the laws of physical health. And the first one's hydration, okay. And then it's nutrition, and then it's exercise. We're going to the CrossFit gym 3 times a week. And we're feeling that, and we're getting stronger, and our mental acuity is way sharper just in the last couple of months from doing that.
So what happens if you don't drink the 2 or 3 liters of water, the water that Dr. Samuelson taught us, Hank?
I feel sluggish, get some brain fog, just not as sharp. My whole body just feels slow. So,
when you drink? You always say you drink, I feel like I'm a quart down.
Yeah, I've had a quart so far today, and I will drink 2 more by the end of the day, so.
Yeah.
And I feel a lot better when I do it, and I don't feel as well when I don't do it.
And believe me, as his wife, I know he is more responsive, and the thoughts are quicker and more precise. So thank you for bringing that up, Sharon.
Excellent point.
That's an excellent point. Thank you for sharing. Is there anyone else who wants to bring up something or add to the conversation of whatever has been spoken? Star 6 yourself to unmute. Did anyone watch the Dr. Naputi last night on the brain? It's fascinating because we both have had those issues. And you never want to lose it. Anyone who want to jump in about anything?
Joan Gard.
and I am interested. Thank you. I watched your presentation a couple weekends ago, and I was just blown away, and I'm so grateful to hear about all of the good things that have happened. And I just heard you say something about the five steps, and I wanted to make sure that I had all of that information down, because I've had two different brain issues that I've been trying to get taken care of. And so if you can share those with me.
Sure. Did you watch Dr. Nakudi last night?
I didn't.
Okay.
I just forget things too fast. And
that's
so,
okay. Well,
you used to say you're not going to in the future, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm getting better. I just was chastising myself for not getting on the call early and just sitting there. So,
Well, the deal is that's no longer permitted, because you're a child of God. You're in the image of God, and you're a very loving person, and those things will be better. So love yourself, because you're your biggest fan, and you don't want to have the biggest fan against itself. So, but, you know, that's a practice, and that will get better. So there you go. And, you know, I used to talk like that, and there are days I do that, and I go, oh, man, why did I just say that? So, but the first...
I love that you said it to me, so thank you.
Yeah, we do get do-overs in life, and sometimes I do a lot of them.
We need to love ourselves.
Yeah. So the first law of cellular health is hydration.
Okay.
And Hank, what's the second one?
Well, part of that is to make sure that you put good sea salt and lemon in the water. And it should be filtered water, so you want everything good going into your temple, as Dr. Nakudi will say.
Or it could be pink Himalayan salt. Everyone has a preference.
Make sure it's good, too. Because if there are some out there that are toxic. So, okay.
I use red then, so.
Oh, good. Yes.
Second one is nutrition. Micronutrients, like what's in our earth, and also the colored vegetables. Stay away from processed foods. Go to the produce department and get the best quality colored vegetables you can. Put as much of that as you can in your body.
Okay, and then the third one is exercise, right?
The third one's exercise. Get out and walk around. Go up and down stairs. Whatever you can do to increase your energy. It's you've got to exercise. If you don't use it, you lose it, right? Heard that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
And then the fourth one is respiration, breathing. And I think Chip said something yesterday about we don't think to breathe. I'm kind of badly paraphrasing, so Chip, if you feel like you want to jump in. When Hank was in hospital in a monitor, and it would scream when he would stop breathing, and he thought, oh, I'm breathing, and then he realized he hadn't been breathing, and so the nurses would run in and say, you know, they thought he was going to be in a code blue again, and so that's respiration, breathing is important, and the last one is mental health, you know, this
sleep.
The sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep is
important. That's what he's talked about that the last couple of weeks.
And if we don't get sleep, then that, you know, there's cortisol, all of that stuff there. So those are this is what we learned through Dr. Gary Samuelson and his cellular health coaching that we've taken.
Dr. Samuelson's information. I'm getting better. I'm doing some of these already, and I just saw that the sea salt, I needed to add one more thing, and it was lemon.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything different that needs to be citrus? Because I have an allergy to that. To citrus.
Let's see. I got to think on that.
Lime works.
Well, she's allergic to this.
Yes, she's allergic to citrus.
Someone did say something during our courses.
cider vinegar. Maybe a tablespoon of rotten apple cider vinegar.
Mm. But
that's supposed to, that, you know, kind of alkalize the body. And it tastes delicious. Yeah. Okay.
It sure makes me pucker up, you know. It's like, but thank you for that, Dave.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Great question.
I'm better all the time, but I'm not where I am. I just feel not healthy yet, and I'm working on it like crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
what a good book. If you want to do a treat, cold ice water with a little bit of apple cider vinegar and a dash of ginger. And that's
thank you.
Ginger's really good for you, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great tip. Yeah.
I cook with it all the time, that and turmeric, because I'm trying to get the arthritis out of my body as well, and I don't know what to do on that. So,
hydration is huge on that. For me, after my auto accident, I just had whole body chronic pain and stiffening. I walked like a robot, and the hydration was huge for me. Does anyone want to expound on that? Like the different products we have. I mean, all of our products will address that.
I take that every single night, and I take the I don't know their name. I have to guess, but I've got to start doing is making sure. But it's the chocolate I take in the morning.
I use that chocolate.
Go ahead. How do you use
coffee table was made of chocolate, we'd be replacing our coffee table daily because, you know, I just love really good chocolate. So for, there's two ways. I personally mix it with the Amp coffee. That's like a mocha for us. And I add a little bit of coconut milk, you know, good coconut milk or creamer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I add some coconut oil to it. So I'm adding some coconut oil. It's a good fat. Our brains need, you know, good fat. And we won't go too deep. And I won't say anything more than that because, and at nighttime, if I'm feeling like I need a chocolate fix or something, I'll just mix myself, with a little bit of warm water, chocolate type. And that satisfies that taste, you know, that urge to have it. So the one thing I've noticed, I don't crave the sugars, the carbs that turn into sugars, stuff like that. So it does get me through the night that way. So I don't wake up. So anyone else have a thought on how they use the chocolate ties or any of the other happy ties? Or any thoughts about the turmeric? I know there's that Earth product has the turmeric and all that. So any other comments on that from anyone else out there?
Hey, if you want a meal replacement and you want to have a few calories, if you look at Earth, it's about 50 calories, which as Anthony talks about, most of us really aren't suffering from a deficiency in the macronutrients, but if you want to have maybe a 500-calorie meal or so, that's not unrealistic. And so what I love is I'll get the blender with water, throw in some chia seeds, some hemp seeds, some walnuts, like walnuts, and throw in some unsweetened organic coconut, and a pretty good dollop of lemon juice, and we squeeze them ourselves and put them in a bottle in the fridge, and then do some frozen tropical fruit. You can get an organic bag at Costco, and it has pineapple, peaches, and mango. And throw in a big handful of that, blend it, throw in a couple of scoops of the earth, so you know both of us get that. And if you want to have a real treat, maybe a kind of a heaping tablespoon of organic grass-fed yogurt. And, oh, my goodness, it is really, really nice.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just know that
well,
arthritis
hang up
the feet is really a great problem. And I was looking to, if it's the right meals that can get this moving, that's what I want to do.
Well, sometimes we add the immune, you know, the immune XP to ours. You know, some people have a hard time getting that down, but we'll add that to our smoothie, you know, with the earth. And like, so we get that in there that way. And so there's, and then sometimes we'll use the different happy ties, like maybe the acai happy ties with the earth. And like Dave said, you can get some really good frozen fruit to add to it. And so you're going to get your nutrients. And Hank and I have really felt our best. You know, this is really weird. I'm just going to say it. You know, as we get a year older, we feel years younger. And we have been on a journey of taking responsibility for our health. And when we tell our doctors that, and they just kind of, you're going to put us out of business. And I said, well, either you join us or work against us because, you know, so we've had a doctor that, every time, every year we come in, just I mean, the things we both have gone through, we should be going in more often, but we go in once a year just to get our wellness checkup. He goes, you come in a year later and you look younger. And tell me, why is this on your blood test so much better? What did you guys find? And so we're always giving him this information. And
we both had our best blood test ever in our entire lives last year.
So you do want to stick this out no matter. I'm going to tell you one thing. Dr. Karen Weiser told Hank and I, doubt your doubts. Okay? Don't start believing that's really something you should. Just doubt it. And then you get it back. You claim it. You take responsibility of your thoughts. And it's just, actually it becomes fun. And Hank and I walk around going, remember when we didn't have our health, and remember the day we woke up and said, wow, we had our best blood test ever. So,
thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for everybody's input.
Yeah, and David.
Anybody else have a burning desire to share?
Yeah, we'll call Dave Mr. Goodbar. He's got all these great recipes. So, Hank.
I was drooling when he was explaining.
Yeah, got to go get a napkin here. Anyone else want, we've got one more, we're down at the bottom of the hour, so any other thoughts, any quick question, or if you want to tie this up in a good ribbon?
I have a thought. I want to put a plug in for the shut-eye, because I think after I cleaned out my guts and everything, then the shut-eye became more effective. And I have had my best sleep. I haven't had dreams forever. I used to do a lot of night shift work and messed up my rhythms for years. And I was really impressed because when I, not only did I dream, but when I woke up, I felt very rested and I am just so thankful for, because that sleep has always been something that I've coveted, because it was a rare commodity for years.
How many of the shut-eye do you take? How do you, and do you take one? Do you take two?
I take two.
Okay.
I take two, and you know, I take some magnesium before I
Okay. Also, because that helps.
I love it. Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate that.
I love it, too. I take two of them next.
And my brain trauma was, I had a pretty squirrely brain there. I couldn't stop my brain from, it just never settled down 24/7. And I finally started taking two a night, an hour before bedtime. And my brain has calmed down, and I'm finally getting rest that I haven't had for decades. So thank you for bringing that up, Sharon, because I know that sleep is an issue for a lot of people. Anyone else have a good experience with the shut eye?
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Chip, would you like to give us some final thoughts, or Dave?
Let's do this.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right.
And we do have hope, and we cannot hold back, even though it might be hard to share. Thank you, Dave, for saying that. It is, let's go do it. Do it in spite of what you don't, you know, just every, yeah, people need to know this. They do. People, whether they want to hear it or not, you just, it's like Dave said, let's go out and do it and see the results. And we look forward to hearing more from people on these calls. Go ahead, Chip.
I'd just like to say that I hope everyone enjoyed this format. Hank and Kathleen and I talked about it last night, and we feel like we have a wealth of wonderful presentations. And so we thought we'd have a little experiment with a conversation today. And it's so helpful. Everyone who stepped up and told their story, it sounds so much more real coming from you, because you're the ones that are, you know, learning it right now and doing it. And I think a principle of network marketing that I think works, and even during a single three-way call, is to create a vacuum for other people to speak into. If you're, you know, fortunate enough to work your way up to the front of the room and express your thoughts, then your next goal is to find your way to the back again so you can hear what the others are thinking. And I would just ask, if you liked doing this and you'd like to do more of these, make sure Hank and Kathleen kind of know that that was a good format for you. And as we get opportunities, and I do want to also thank them for all the work they're doing to host so many calls and organize these things. So that's it for this morning. Thank you, everybody, for participating. That's what makes it work so good.
Yes.
Thank you. We're doing this format Saturday on the Zoom with Anthony Freeman. So this Saturday morning, same time. But at least Zoom got this number.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that.
Thank you very much. We do this because it's for the love of humanity.
Yeah.
And we've been given life, and so much is expected. So.
And we don't keep the light under the basket.
No. Thank you, Chip, for those words. Thank you so much, everyone.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we have Chris Bruce to do a quick snippet on the business, and then on Saturday, like Dave said. Thank you, Dave, for bringing up that.
Yeah. Thank you all for everything you do.
Bye for now.
Bye, everybody.